It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Adults have been noticing that young people can now verse each other rather than playing against each other.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning.
You know, when you first mentioned this use of the word verse, I thought you were talking about poetry. What is this new usage?
This is something that was brought to my attention by parents who said, what is going on with my children? They keep talking about versing other teams. Who are we versing? We're versing the yellow team. It looks like what's happened is a back formation from versus, the preposition. And it's understandable how that can happen if you think about something like the Wimbledon final and you have Djokovic versus Murray. If a kid hears that, they could think it's just like Djokovic plays Murray. So you take off the S of versus, and now you have the verb verse. So Ben Zimmer has tracked this word back to 1984, New York high school slang. Say I was in high school in 1984. I don't remember this word, but we have evidence in 1984. May have been promoted by gaming.
Interesting. So if it's a back formation, does that make it a reverse? Sorry, couldn't help myself. So what are some more examples of back forming?
Back forming is when we take a word that's in the language, we reinterpret it often as having a suffix or a prefix, and then we create a new word. So something like television, which shows up in English in 1907, then creates the verb televise. And the adjective lazy, if you're lazy, well, what must you do? You must laze around. So we created the verb laze from lazy.
Well, some of these are really old, aren't they?
Some of them are old. There's one that people think is new that's older than they may realize, which is enthuse. There are people who really don't like the verb enthuse, which was back formed from enthusiasm. And they may be surprised to know that the OED has enthuse back as far as 1827.
So some we like, some not so much.
Yes. And then I'm going to give you one that I think everyone will like. In 2008, the American Dialect Society voted on the words of the year. And the word that won the most creative word of the year was the compound recombobulation area.
Oh, I love that. Where did that come from?
So I also love it. The recombobulation area is at the Milwaukee airport, and it is the area after you go through security where you can recombobulate. You can put your shoes back on, put your belt back on. And when you think about the verb recombobulate, which I hope everyone will start using because it's a great addition to the language, you have to take discombobulate, take off the dis to form combobulate, and then put on a new prefix to get recombobulate. And I hope that we can popularize the verb because I don't know about you, but I have to recombobulate several times a day.
Yeah, I think I could probably recombobulate, oh, every hour on the hour and still not have it together. But you always do. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.